Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the mighty God. Our God is mighty in every way there is, and He loves us. He thinks of everything, and I love Him. As we follow Him, our actions become perfect actions, because it's not by our might, our thinking process, our power, our opinions. It's by His Spirit. All the most productive things that are done start with people who obey God and obey His Word. Many things happen because people are following God. When a man starts obeying God, he puts things in motion and starts a process that cannot be reversed. Anytime people bring an idea, a good idea, to reality, people will see it, and then they'll improve upon it, because we're made in the living image of God. Every man is, not just the righteous, but also the wicked. They're made in the image of God too. That's why it's so important not to underestimate what one man can do and perform in the course of his life. With the right guidance from God, we can do some awesome works. He's working through us, and it changes everything. And the Lord is not in a hurry. He does things with precision. He understands that it takes time for things to develop and grow. Now, the Lord is patient, and He, you know, everything works off sowing and reaping. That's a process that's a standard of God. Strong things have to happen first. Foundational things have to happen before finishing things can happen. And no matter how much you want something done, no matter how bad you desire it, no matter how strong you want something to be, the process of sowing and reaping must happen to accomplish it. But people don't, you can't rush a step. The fastest way to grow is to yield to the Lord and grow and adapt and go and cooperate. The slowest way to prosper is to rush. And when you're in a rush to do something, you take shortcuts that cause you a lot of problems. Attempting to do something in your own strength and might causes too many problems, unnecessary problems. But as we yield to the Lord, we can go straight and do what's straight and to the point. He loves us. He cares about us. He's going to help us out. He's going to help us grow. He's going to help us do better and better. And as we go forward, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, I want to see everybody live at their best level. I love it when people fall in love with God and obey His Word and do things the right way. And get a good understanding of who He is. There's nothing like a good understanding. As we understand His Word, it helps us to be patient in the right areas of life. It helps us to be patient with people. People can't always be the blessing you desire them to be. Sometimes you'll have to believe God and receive strength from Him and love them and be a blessing to them until greater knowledge is received. You can't control other people and whether they grow or not, but you can love them just like God loves you. When you love people the way God loves you, it works. It doesn't matter what they can't do, because we're complete in Christ. We're not incomplete people. Even single people are not incomplete. And it's not good for a man to be alone. It's better for him to be married. Because women have a logic that men don't have. And if you watch, when people have a good marriage, you have to have a good one. And your wife loves you and you love your wife. That kind of couple can do greater things than like a prospering man could alone, or a prospering woman. At my cousin's wedding, I said a prospering man can prosper in a multiplied way if he has a wise and loving wife. A prospering woman can prosper in a multiplied way if she has a wise and loving husband. One problem I've seen in society, everything takes effort. Character takes effort. You have to build your character before some things can happen. Some things you just have to get right. A lot of times people decide not to grow as a person. There are children who slip through the education system and never learn to read properly and comprehend. And they goof off in class, and they don't have a strong foundation in reading or in math, and it causes them to not lack, because it's hard for them to proceed in education. Even when they find what they love doing, they can't comprehend the books and manuals and the material it takes to understand it properly. And I see that so often in my field. There are mechanics that struggle because they don't know how to read well. And they read on an elementary level, or they don't comprehend what they read. And now that they're grown and they have children of their own, they struggle to read. And once they get to a point where they understand the car becomes outdated and new things come up, and they don't understand the new, what's new. And they don't read any, they don't do any reading to learn what's next. They don't learn new systems, and they become outdated. Everything will change. My grandmother said, the world is going to change. If you don't grow and change with it, you'll be left behind. And she was right. The same thing, so it is in a marriage. You have to learn how to love people where they are. And you have to be a blessing to them. If you marry someone, you know, love the person. Don't look at what they can't give you. They are valuable. Everybody is valuable. And one thing that I know will bring the best out of people is your love and kindness. If they struggle to do something, if they struggle to read, for instance, there are jobs they can perform without a strong reading background. You have to meet people where they are. Love them where they are. They're valuable where they are. But when people lack foundational things, if they don't go back and get that foundational problem solved, that will limit them in areas of their life. Now, there are many people that struggle to read for different and varied reasons. Sometimes it was because they were lazy when they were young, or they got away they got by without doing what they were supposed to. Or they let their girlfriend do their homework. Or their parents did their homework. And then when they got older, they found a way to get others to do what they were supposed to be doing. And they cheated themselves. In God's house, you can't do His work. You can't skip a step like that and proceed forward. Everything that you must have in place, you got to have it in place. And then God will call you to do His will. And some people will say, well, I don't want to try hard because I don't want God to call me. But that's robbing God, because you are His creation. And being His creation, we need to present ourselves a living sacrifice. The least we could do is what we're supposed to do. He said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, have dominion over it. Our greatest joy is in doing that. But you're free to not do that if that's what you, if you really want to not do something, you're free to do what you want to do. Performance is not required to go to heaven, but you're going to lack something somewhere. And it may be more than you bargained for. People don't always realize what they're going to miss out on if they don't put certain things in place. If you always get away with bullying people or getting people to do your work, being lazy, it's going to cost you relationships. It's going to cost you problems that are unnecessary. Things are going to be put in motion that you're not going to like. And when it's time for you to get promoted, you know, they'll know that you don't read well. They can figure it out. That can be figured out. I'm using the reading problem for an example, because that's a foundational ability that if it's not in place, it can really cause problems. You may sign a contract you shouldn't sign, and it'll be legally binding. You don't want that. You may miss out on a good deal, good opportunities. You may not take the promotion because you know you lack the ability to read well. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now to learn to read, you gotta abase yourself. You gotta put some things on the back burner till you get this problem solved. And you have to go back and get some help. Some people won't get help because of pride. They'll say, well, I don't want it revealed that I don't know how to read. Well, God knows you don't know how to read. And there are people out there that won't make fun of you, that will love you and help you learn how to read. And you don't have to finish your life with a secret misery. And so it is with everything. Character building. Studying the Word gives you the strength you need to love others. Studying the Word, hearing God out, gives you a visual of Him, and you can receive strength from Him and love people just like God loves you. The more you know that God loves you, the easier it is for your faith to work. And people who refuse to walk in love, they also have a problem operating in faith. Why? Because faith works by love. Coming out of temptation, love, and faith. Overcoming problems, love, faith. Those are two elements you'll need. Growing, learning, it's going to take you loving God and His Word and His will and your faith. The just shall live by his faith. That's how we win. Pastor's teaching about faith now again at church. And I thank God for it. Every sermon. Sometimes you need to go back and look at, and take a closer look at the basics. Because your abilities are there. Everything that God does is important. In order to get us on board with what's next, you have to be faithful. People put a lot of effort into being lazy. And it takes a lot of effort. If you take the lazy route, you got to learn how to, you have to figure out a way to get other people to do what you're supposed to be doing. They still put forth effort, but they cause misery everywhere they go. They always got to have help. They always asking for something. They always need something, and they won't take care of their own business. And they get other people to do it. And it pulls other people away from what they should be doing. You know, they talk about tough love. I love people, but the Lord taught me some things. And I learned some things in life. Don't do other people's work. They need to do their own work. And if they ask for my help, sometimes I'll show them what to do. I'll show them what to look up. But they have to go do their own research, or they're not going to be able to finish that job. Or so it is with them. You have to do the things that's necessary. God does, and we should do what He does. We have to, if we catch on to things, as we learn and grow, we do better and better. But when you embrace your responsibilities, and you say, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do the things I'm supposed to do. I'm going to keep. It's just like a person in a neighborhood. They always wanted to live in a nice neighborhood. Now they have one. They have a house in a nice neighborhood. They say, I'm going to keep my yard up. That's a decision that people make. I'm not going to let my house look like a junkyard. That's a decision they make. Well, in my relationships, I'm going to do things positive. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm not going to be a snare. I'm not going to be a baby. I'm not going to whine and cry all the time and worry people. I'm going to make the house nice and clean. I'm going to make my yard look good. I'm going to be a blessing to my wife. I can't buy her the house I would like to, so I'll keep what I have nice. You know, and when you do better, keep it nice. These are and so it is with doing God's work. I don't want to do God's work in a sloppy way. And I know that in these recordings, you hear my truck. Well, the Lord told me to do that. When He told me to do the broadcast, I was already busy. He said, I want you to do as many as possible, because He released this anointing to this audience. The things that I'm teaching now are things that I learned over the last 25 years. Well, ever since 1990. Things that I've been learning, and I got messages that I never preached and thoughts that I never published. But it's for these broadcasts. That's where God wanted me to put it. Even the radio broadcasts are good, but they're more elementary than the website broadcast is more advanced. And I think it's teaching people the dynamics of following God. And that's very important. Because He said that was the biggest problem. People don't follow Him. So I teach people to follow God. And those who do can become millionaires. Not just to make money for yourself, but you can be able to give away millions of dollars. There's no limits if you follow God what you can accomplish. And I know this. When God has a need, He will cause you to do what's necessary so you can do what's necessary. He will anoint you to do things that you normally could not do. But God needs people that will grow and learn and go forward in Him. And not try to skip steps. But do the things that they should do. Then God can move like He wants to. But some things must be in place in order for you to go forward properly. And everything that you do for the Lord, it needs to be done right. It needs to be done well. If we do it in His strength, we can. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that's saying a lot. So that means I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If Paul could do it, I could do it. If Jesus did it, I can do it. Because everything Jesus did, He did it as a man. The way He lived, he enabled me to do what He did. But everything that you do for the Lord, everything that He brings to you, if you put your heart in it and willingly do it, it works. Anything you put your heart in. So the times I learned from the Lord, I just said, I'm going to do this. Sometimes you'll hear me say that on these broadcasts. I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn something.
And I watch, and the Holy Spirit always, he always teaches me what I don't know. Sometimes it only takes a few moments and I learn. Sometimes he just tell me what to do. And sometimes he'll say things and I get it. Sometimes I'm so inquisitive. You know, when you got being guided by the Holy Spirit, you just have to pay attention. If you can pay attention, you can learn from it. And I'm not saying that lightly. Anybody can. If you can be in faith about it and just pay attention to him, he will tell you some of the most abstract things you ever heard. And you know it's him because the wisdom is not from around here. It's good wisdom. It's not man's wisdom. And the reason I say abstract, because you can judge it. You can tell it's true. But you could not have known it unless he said it to you. And then when sometimes you're going to want a confirmation, it can be so abstract that you know it's true. You can feel that it's true. You can sense it. It's peace. There's peace. The peace of God is in it. And the joy of the Lord is in it. But as long as you stay in faith, the Lord will give you a confirmation. Now, when he give me my confirmation, I lock in on it. Sometimes if I can judge it, I lock in on it. You know, what I mean by lock in on it, sometimes when the Lord tells me something, it's like I say, Lord, I'm going to hold this. I'm going to let you confirm it. I'm not doubting, but I understand that I never knew anything like this before. I'm trying to grasp it. So it's like I'm holding the word in my hand before I embrace it. And I let him confirm it. Another way what I'm trying to say is also, Paul talked about trying the spirits. The enemy is trying to deceive you. God's trying to bless you. So I listen and I pay attention, especially when I'm around holy men and women of God. He always calls somebody to say what I need or show me something. He may use something that I'm looking at. And then I say, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing. And then other men of God, I listen to their conversation. People that and things the Lord been telling me, it start making more sense when I hear other men and women of God say what God has given them. If we know in part, that means that we know something. And then there are things we may not know. But if other people know in part, they know something, and we understand things they may not know. And the Holy Spirit knows what they know. He knows what you know. He knows what you're trying to learn, and he'll activate people's anointing, and they'll say what you need to hear at precise moments of time. And when you have ears to hear, you can grab it and then lock in on it. That's when I embrace it. I put it in my heart. All right. That's noted as a fact, just like the scriptures. And when you act on it, it works. The Holy Spirit will come around and back it up. And there's no need to miss out on any knowledge of God. It's not about what you know and don't know. It's about what you can receive. If you can receive his word, you can have faith for his word. If you have faith for his word, you can do his word. If you do his word, it'll be included in your life. You'll have the knowledge of it, the value of it, the promise of it, the resurrection of it. And I say resurrection because God's word brings resurrection to you. If you had a stale marriage and you start doing the life of God in your marriage, you're going to have a resurrected marriage or a revived marriage. And if you had a dead marriage and then you come to life and your wife come to life, or your husband, if you're a woman, your spouse come to life with you. Now you have a resurrected marriage. And if you start growing in as a person, you have to invest in yourself, just like I was talking about. Sometimes people don't learn to read, and reading is fundamental. It's a foundational thing. You can go back and learn to read well. I know people who sought the Lord, they didn't read well. And I've heard two or three people I know, they told me the Lord taught them how to read. They wanted to know his word, and they prayed and asked the Lord to teach them how to read. And the Lord taught them how to read. And they became much better off. They were able to thrive in life. But guess what? They had to abase themselves. Anybody that go to college is abasing themselves. People that don't want to go and learn, they're not abasing themselves. They're trying to abound without doing what they should have been doing first. Proper abounding requires abasing yourself to do the thing. Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. And a lot of times people don't have the success they're after because they won't get out of their bed and abase themselves. When you get up early in the morning to work, you're abasing yourself. And then when you're reaping a harvest, you're going to abound. You have to know how to do both. You have to know how to work, and you have to know how to be rewarded for your work. It doesn't matter what you have or don't have. You still have to be able to sow and reap. You have to be abased, and you have to abound. If you work all the time and don't let people pay you, you don't know how to abound. If you don't know how to save, and if you don't know how saving is abasing yourself, you really want to buy this fruit cup, something you can just do without. You got to have it now. And you know you're planning to save $5, but now they got this delicious-looking fruit cup, and you're just going to buy it. That's the last $5 you're going to save next time. If you did that for years, you're not going to have a savings. See, instead of hearing fruit cup, it's whatever you desire. You know, sometimes for women, it might be a pair of shoes. You got to keep buying these shoes. But when you abase yourself, you say, I'm not going to buy shoes for 5 months. I'm going to, I don't have a save. I don't have any money to save, but I'm not going to buy shoes for 5 months until I save so much money. And then I buy one pair of shoes, and then I go another 5 months. But some people can't abase themselves, and they got a closet full of shoes and no money in the bank. You know, and sometimes people say, well, I keep wrecking my car. All right. Don't buy any more whiskey. Lord, take my taste for whiskey. You know, that should be the prayer. And then you'll stop wrecking your car. You won't have whiskey dents. But you have to abase yourself. I can't abound with whiskey. I can't buy things that's going to cause me destruction. That's just wisdom. But the Lord will help you wherever you are. See, I never had a problem with whiskey, shoes, or fruit cups. But, oh, you know, they always got this tool. I said, well, if I had that tool, I could make more money. Sometimes I think that way. Sometimes it's true, and sometimes it's just a play pretty. If it's just a play pretty tool, well, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to put that money in the bank. Everybody got something that they like. But if you can abase yourself, you're going to get it. It's all right. Just wait. Wait till a more opportune time. And that's where the steps of God. Just like these things in life, if they're out of place, you're going to have an out of place life. But if you are foundational like God is, you can do anything. Sometimes people can't. They don't abound like they should naturally, but they'll obey God. All right. Sometimes you're just going to have to use what you have. If you can be diligent in the things of God, start using those same principles in life, even scriptural principles, because you will start abounding in life. And that's how it's supposed to be. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Consider what God is putting in your heart. What did he put on your heart to do? Do it. Be faithful. It's going to work. And as you follow God, you cannot fail. Now, my time. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.